You're listening to Fotch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
Now, real quick, Chelsea has a great exhibit idea for the Dickerson Park Zoo that she's really geeked about.
I'm so jazzed about
that. She wants
this.
To share. We were also, before we get to that, we were talking about some of the animals' diet. Before, and that it's so good. Like, these animals eat better than us.
Oh, absolutely. It's incredible. Like I said, I told you, it's like Jenny Craig for animals because they just prepackage everything. They weigh it down to either the pound or the gram, depending on the animal. Have it all packaged up either in buckets or containers, and the keepers just pick it up and take it for them. And this goes on for over 500 animals daily, every single day.
Do the hippos still get pumpkins?
They do. We don't have hippos anymore, but they get pumpkins. And the elephants get pumpkins. Yeah, the hippos liked them.
The reason I'm bringing this up is because I remember my parents they argued all the time. But they got in this argument about hippos, they were watching National Geographic and they were feeding pumpkins to the hippos. And I know I say pumpkin wrong.
It's kind of cute. it's endearing.
And my mom goes, I wonder if hippos always eat pumpkins, if they've always eat pumpkins. And my dad just looked at her and he goes, Cindy, they have a pumpkin farm on the island where the hippos live. Hell no, they don't have, that's not their normal food. They feed them at the zoo. The hell's wrong with you?
Gosh, that might be the best story.
Oh my gosh, I think my parents can literally argue about anything now. Gosh, it's not that bad.
Like, I gotta think, though, I would have to side with your dad on that one. I'm like, it's National Geographic. They're from Africa. I mean, this is not like,
there's not a pumpkin farm. Charlie Brown is not there with a great pumpkin.
There. That's hysterical.
Feeding the hippos.
Pumpkins.
So, does your new exhibit have anything to do with feeding? Or is it just an
idea? Well, you would need to
idea?
Feed them.
Okay, good. Okay.
I think you should have an exhibit of dogs. Like, just like normal dogs. I would pay good money. I have a corgi to see a bunch of corgis run around in an exhibit.
You have that is my lotto dream. Is when I win like $600 million, I want to buy the zoo. We have 100 acres. 50 of them are not developed. So that undeveloped portion will be a dog farm. And you come to the zoo, you play with the dogs. People are going to be listening to only this part of this and think that this is what we have now. This is going to
happen. They're going to be like, where's the dogs at?
Where are the dogs?
So you guys got beer and dogs now?
Where's that hippo and the pumpkin patch and the dogs? Yes, I love that. I want a PR dog.
Okay.
Oh, you should get one.
Yes.
I would lend you my dog, just like Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. I want to pick her up at the night. But she could be in an exhibit, but it would need to be like the one where like lions are in, like the glass.
You want your dog in with the lions? Oh, you
no,
want
not,
her to have her own
yeah,
exhibit?
Yeah, she would need to be in her
she's
own.
She's a demon dog.
I can see that. Oh, yeah.
She's not a nice dog.
She needs glass.
What kind
between?
Is she?
A corgi.
Oh, you said that.
She's sassy.
You have a mean corgi?
No, she's not mean.
She's mean.
She's just sassy.
She can't be around other
she's
people
feisty.
Or animals because she's very, she attacks them.
No, she doesn't.
I mean, of all the animals, dogs are still my favorite. I am with you on that one. I would be all over that. And you could come to the zoo. You could play with them. You could maybe adopt one.
My God.
I just want to save dogs.
Go to your neighbor's house down the street who has 8 dogs and visit their house. I don't know.
It's a lot of dogs.
That is.
I just want to pet all the dogs.
All right. Yeah. Hopefully coming soon, a dog exhibit.
Okay.
Seriously, but if I win the lottery, that's my plan.
All right.
But I don't ever play, so.
so it's probably not going to happen.
Fotch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.